Moneyline, Willie D. Mays. We are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Titans hit the road this weekend, opening up divisional play against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. And joining us now to break it all down is Bob Kravitz, longtime sports writer. He has covered the Colts for several different outlets, and he joins us now. Bob, appreciate your time. One thing that I'm really interested in is how the Colts are going to approach Jonathan Taylor this week. What was kind of the vibe that you got from Jonathan Taylor in his press conference yesterday?
Well, I thought that it was it was really strange, to be honest with you. I mean, he would not talk about the trade request. He would not talk about the desire for a contract extension. None of that. He made it sound like he missed all this time because he had a bad ankle, which we all know is nonsense. Will he play this weekend? I think it's a 50-50 proposition. I'm not really sure. You know, he hasn't practiced in about 290 days or something like that. Yesterday was his first full practice in many, many months. So if they can get him out on the field, they will. But I don't know with 100% certainty that he will play.
Now, Bob, with the injuries that the Colts have had on defense, Shaq Leonard, it's questionable. Some other guys, Forrest Buckner is questionable. But this defense never seemed like it was a physical defense. How do they make up for those guys if they can't play?
Well, I mean, DeForest Buckner is a big difference maker. You know, he's one of the best three techniques in the league. He was on a pitch count last week. He was dealing with a number of different injuries. And the Rams, not a good running team, Kyron Williams went nuts against the Colts. So the last two games, the Colts have not been good against the run, and that's not something you want to be doing poorly as you approach Derrick Henry and the Titans.
Bob Kravitz is with us. Bob, it seems like the vibe is pretty good up there. They're pretty excited, even though they lost last week. Maybe they're better than they thought they would be after 4 weeks. What's your outlook on the Colts based on what you thought it might be at the end of training camp?
Well, I was really down on them. I thought they would win three games this year, and they've won two already. So, no, look, Anthony Richardson is going to have his days, his bad days. I mean, you know, I was around when Peyton Manning went 3-13 and threw a record number of interceptions for a rookie. Back in 1998. So this kid's going to have his rough moments, but so far he's been terrific. Gardner Minshew came in and played reasonably well when he's been asked to come on. So they've been better than I thought. They've been pretty good defensively. They've had a little bit of a running game with Zach Moss filling in for Jonathan Taylor, at least for the time being. So they've been a little better, a little more competitive than I thought they would be.
Bob Kravitz is with us, longtime sports writer covering the Indianapolis Colts. I want to go back to what you said about Jonathan Taylor, kind of 50-50 that he's not going to play on Sunday. Do you think that that's a result of still being a little bit of animosity between he and the organization? Is the organization wanting to keep him on a pitch count? What more needs to be resolved between he and the organization and his future with the Colts?
Well, I mean, you know, when he was talking yesterday, he kept saying, well, I'm here for now. Right now, I'm doing this thing. I think he's going to – I don't want to accuse him of anything, but look, he had surgery back in January. It's a 2 to 4 week recovery. And he claimed that he was having ankle problems all the way up to the last week or two. So, you know, will he suddenly have ankle problems? And clearly he does not want to be with the Indianapolis Colts. I can't say that I blame him because this has been kind of a bad franchise the last couple of years. But whether he's going to play, I'd be guessing, and I don't want to do that.
I was going to ask you one more thing about Richardson, Bob, before we let you go. I know you got to run here in a minute.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What do you see from his makeup? We talked about him so much leading up to the draft because we didn't know where the Titans were going. Mm-hmm. Of course, they end up with Will Levis, but we juggled those names and scrutinized. But now that you've seen him week in and week out, we see the raw talent. And as you said, he's eye-popping with some of these plays he's making already. But what about the makeup long-term? What do you like?
You know, he's a kid. You know, I talked to his high school coach not so long ago for a piece for Indianapolis Monthly. And he said, if you had – pressure is dealing with the things that he grew up with as a young man. He seems impervious to it at this point. He is great in the pocket. He's, you know, it's one of those things that you can't teach. He just has a sense of the pocket and awareness and the way to navigate and step up and make plays. I've been very impressed with just how quickly he's taken to this Shane Steichen offense. And he's the real deal. I mean, you know, he's still only completing about 53-54% of his passes. But, man, when he makes a play, I mean, it just jumps off the page. I mean, he made three throws last week that we haven't seen around here in Indianapolis since Andrew Luck was here. So he's been very impressive. I do expect he's going to have some rotten games because he is a rookie, and he's a rookie who's only played 13 games in college. But so far, so good.
Bob Kravitz, longtime sports writer covering the Indianapolis Colts. Appreciate you for joining us. We'll chat soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, great. Appreciate it. That is one thing that is very impressive, that Anthony Richardson is 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times now when quarterbacks come out, they're 23, 24 years old. They've been in college for 5-6 years. You know, they've had some time to mature and develop. Anthony Richardson is young. Not only is he green with not a lot of experience as a starting quarterback, mm-hmm. he's young. And it seems like he has been taking on this role in a really mature way.
I think some of it, you know, has to do with how the approach is with him, how Shane Steichen and his offensive coaching staff is approaching this situation, knowing that, listen, this young man has immense talent, but he's only played X amount of games. We don't want to try to put too much on him. He doesn't need to be the savior of this franchise this year. We just need to bring him on easy. Help us win. You don't need to be the reason why we win. You just need to help us win. You know, and I think they're bringing him along slowly. And what Bob said, it's like, listen, this kid, you know, he doesn't feel the pressure that maybe some other player would feel because of his past. And he approaches it the way he approaches it. And from what I gather and what I've seen of him in interviews, what they've written about him, things that have come up with he as well as C.J. Stroud, these young men are taking this and they're approaching it like professionals, knowing that I don't have all the questions or the answers, but I'm willing to sit back and listen and learn and do the things necessary that is going to make me the best quarterback that I can possibly be. It seems like both of these guys, and I know we don't play C.J. Stroud until later, but it seems like both of these guys, the approach that they're taking is an approach that you would love to see as an owner or as a head coach.
And from a Titans perspective, that's scary.
It's
early.
It's scary. And listen, Titan fans, you're going to get him to, you know, make mistakes again. But this kid has so much just talent that hasn't been tapped in that once he figures it out, if he does, he's going to have – I mean, it's going to go back to being a fist fight with Indianapolis each and every year. Not to say it hasn't been, because I told you Titans have won the last 5 meetings, but it was only one blowout in that game. You know, the other games have been close.
Better get him now.
Yeah.
Better get him now. This coming in from TD, Mike Vrabel has ruled out Treylon Burks, Luke Gifford, and Tyr Tart on Sunday.
I was worried about Tart.
Tyr Tart is a
He had a big game in Indy last year. Remember, that was a big Tyr Tart game.
Yeah.
Coming out party.
Yeah, yeah. So we will react to that coming up next and give our official opinions and predictions for the Titans-Colts game on Sunday, and your thoughts as well, 615-737-1025. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 1025-1063 The Game.